I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. As Lebanon's government struggles to restructure, mass protests continue. The tension is unsettling for some Syrian refugees. Their trouble began with Arab Spring protests in 2011. Add unexpected emergencies on top of that, and you've got a new layer of trauma refugees need to process. Heart for Lebanon's Tom Adama tells us about last week's tent fire in a Syrian refugee camp.
This was in a tent settlement right alongside of our new Hope Ministry Center in the Baca Valley. We saw the fire smoke started to come out of a tent, and it quickly spread to other tents. About 17 tents were destroyed. That comes to 18 families. 149 people were displaced again, lost everything again. The trauma from this is pretty bad.
Learn more at missionnews.org. And in prison, you don't have to be on solitary confinement to feel like you're alone. Almost 70% of inmates in the United States lose all contact with anyone in the free world. This loneliness epidemic among prisoners is most evident at Christmas. And that's why Crossroads Prison Ministries works extra hard in the holiday season to let incarcerated men and women know they're loved.
Each of the inmates that we are serving will be getting a Christmas card from Crossroads. And it really comes to them as a tangible reminder that they have not been forgotten by society or really by God.
You still could use finances and mail prep volunteers. Find your place in the story and connect with Crossroads at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World offers the free book Learn the Bible in a Year. It'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.